17-5. Same color t-shirt.
Mama told me, ay, not to sell work. Mama, 17-5, same color t-shirt, white. Mama told me.
Welcome back to the Freshman 5, brought to you by George.
And in case you missed the first episode, it's not too late. You can go back and listen to it. But the Freshman 5 is nothing more than us doing interviews with all the freshmen. That would be Kyer, Boyd, Newman, Helvao.
Oh, Tamara, sorry, I wanted to interrupt there, but keep going.
And we're just bringing you interviews with them because we want Mason Nation to know who they are. They're freshmen. They're not that well known at this point.
Yeah, the relative unknowns. No one knows about them. They've been here for what, half a semester thus far, so they just finished up the fall. So yeah, I think you did a great job in sort of prying into their personal lives, what they view themselves, I guess, as a player on this team,
and what they can do to improve going forward,
and contribute, and then also just sort of their personal interests and hobbies and superlatives and things like that. So I thought it was a pretty fun little bit. I mean, if you listen to the Kyer one, I thought Kyer was, a great interview,
very well spoken. It was more like of a conversation.
Yeah, you feel like you know him, and so this is what, the second one with Ian Boyd. Just as a little history on Ian Boyd, he came out of Cary, North Carolina. He went to Apex High School, which is a public school, but he did have interest, if not an offer, from Virginia Tech to play football. Now, granted, he's 6'4", 215 pounds. I don't know if we've ever...
As a high schooler.
Yeah, we've never heard of that from a freshman.
And many of us, myself included... Yeah. Believe that he's going to take Marquise Moore's role and run with it. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But my prediction is that this guy turns into a scorer.
Yeah, and I think when he wants to score, he really can. I mean, he can shoot. I think a lot of us really had doubts on can he shoot, because we know he has athleticism. We know he can get to the rim. We know he can jump and get rebounds. But he's really kind of impressed me with his three-point shot. Just looking at some of his game logs, he put up 13 against Madison, 10 against VCU. He's shot, pretty well. Shot 3 of 4 from 3-point against Mercer.
Yeah, he has 4 games of double digits, and that's coming off the bench. You can't ask too much more of your 6th to 8th man off your bench than to come in and just be incredibly efficient and play good defense.
Yeah, and it's kind of unknown what he's playing. Like, at times, has he been guarding centers? Like, I think he's...
We are running 5-guard lineups with him guarding centers at times.
Right, so, we're kind of asking a lot from him, as a freshman, but... If you know anything, if you go to the games and you see Ian Boyd on the court, he makes it all kind of look effortless, like running down the court. He's fast and just probably one of the most athletic players I've ever seen come through Mason.
And in the interview, you'll hear him admit
that a Trump sniffle.
She's a nasty woman.
Yeah, there's a little bug going around. But either way, he admits that he thinks that he's the most athletic player on the team. And I don't think I would argue with him. Now, of course, there's Marquise Moore.
Sure.
And, that might be it. But, Boyd has extreme confidence in himself.
Right.
And you know what? I'm glad he chose to play basketball.
And again, when you're getting ACC offers to go play football, and also he got an offer from East Carolina and Old Dominion to go play football there, and he opted to come to Mason to play basketball. And he said, one day he just sort of realized that basketball was like his true love.
And yeah, he does talk about it in the interview. So make sure you stay throughout the entire interview and listen to his answers. He is a little bit soft spoken, and the Mason PR guy, he warned me, he's not going to have a lot to say.
Sure.
Maybe
we're comparing a lot to Kyer, who did actually quite well for, a freshman who's never interviewed. It's not like, hell, if you interviewed me, I would be like, I'd be a little scared,
You got to respect these kids. They're 18.
Yeah. So overall, I thought it was still a great interview. Also, I just wanted to highlight one other thing. He was named the North Carolina Player of the Year, earned first team All-State honors. I mean, this, what, what the hell did we get here?
I know.
This kid's a stud.
I mean, shit. We were excited for him before the season even started because we thought that he was, you know, built for it tough. I mean, the kid's a football player.
Right.
And we need guards like that. And eventually, I think by the time he is a senior, he is going to be a problem
for opposing teams. I don't even know if he can get any more buff. Right. I mean, can he get bigger than 215? I mean...
I know. Do we want him to slim down?
I mean, is this guy about to be like 6'4", 250?
So Ian Boyd's interview's coming up.
Yeah.
Listen to it. You know, comment on our thread. Let us know what you think and share it.
Yeah. Share it with, you know, whoever likes basketball or just anybody.
They could like football.
They could like football, too. They could like hockey.
All right. Here it is, guys. Enjoy. We'll be back.
Yep.
Okay, so this is Brian Lawrence with By George. Make sure to follow us at By George GMU on Twitter and at @By_George so you can follow along with practice and game day tweets. I'm here with Ian Boyd to finish off our freshman five. Ian, can you tell me how your first semester at Mason was and were you homesick at all leaving your hometown?
The first semester was kind of rough. Went through a couple stuff, but I got through it, and yeah, I was kind of homesick.
And where are you from?
Cary, North Carolina.
And do you like campus so far? Do you like your teammates? Tell me a couple things that you like about campus.
Campus is, during school, campus is pretty good. It's pretty live.
And so what was it like when the kids were not on campus?
It was kind of like just the team, like to ourselves. Like it felt like it was just us.
So no girls anywhere?
No.
And your favorite place to chill on campus?
My room.
And where do you stay at Potomac with the rest of the team, or where do you stay at?
Yeah, I stay at Potomac.
And your favorite place to eat on campus?
I have to say Wing Zone. I like Wing Zone.
Okay, so some basketball questions. What's the biggest difference from high school to D1 basketball?
It's a lot faster, a lot more athletic dudes, and a lot more. I had to play through my teammates a lot more.
Yeah, because, you know, everyone who watched your stuff coming into this, you know, into the season saw you just dunking all over everyone, dropping 32 points on teams. Can you tell us why you chose basketball over football?
I like basketball more, and my situation with VCU was really different because Beamer was retiring, and I didn't know how that was going to go, so I didn't want to really take a chance with that.
And so you were recruited by Virginia Tech?
Yes.
And so what do you feel your role is on this team right now?
Make the hustle plays, make the open shots, find teammates.
And could you hit the three? You're hitting the three ball pretty well this year. Did you shoot the three well last year as well?
I think so. I think I did.
And so what are some improvements that you think you need to make right before next year? And what are some improvements that you've already made playing college basketball?
I feel like I'm playing harder defense and making a lot more shots, and to improve, I can improve my shot more and my ball handling.
What's your best game this season?
I'll say the VCU one.
And so would you say that VCU game, was that the most live game of the season so far?
Yeah, that was definitely.
And would you say that that's also the team that you're most excited to play again?
Me, I want to play Houston again. I want to get at them again.
And are we supposed to play them? No, that was a tournament game, so we may not ever play them again in your college career, right? And so during your 9-game winning streak, what would you say was your a personal reason as to why you won 9 games in a row?
Defense, having energy and trusting the system.
And so some superlatives. Who's the funniest player on the team?
I got like three of them. I say D, Kamari, and Cam.
And the smartest player on the court, and who do you think is the smartest player off the court?
On the court, I have to say, I'm going to say myself for that one. Then off the court, I have to say Daniel.
Most athletic player?
Me.
And the team leader?
Otis and Jalen.
And some personal questions. What's your favorite TV show? And if you don't watch TV, what's your favorite movie?
My favorite TV show, the Netflix count?
Yep.
Gotham on Netflix.
And if you watch Gotham, a bunch of your other teammates talked about liking Flash and Arrow. Do you watch all those shows too?
Yeah, I do.
And Kanye or Drake?
Drake.
Migos or Rae Sremmurd?
Migos.
What's your favorite Migos song right now?
T-shirt.
And do you stay in Fairfax on campus or do you go out? Sometimes I see you guys on the Snap going out to Tyson's and stuff like that. And if you do go out, where do you go?
I tend to go to the mall or to the movies.
And what's your favorite video game?
It's either Madden or 2K or GTA.
And so it's a pretty big deal right now. Obviously, Westbrook is not starting in the All-Star game. He's averaging a triple-double with like 30, 10, and 10. Would you take him if you were starting your own franchise or Steph Curry?
Westbrook.
Westbrook?
Yeah.
And so just when we first started talking, Ian told me that he had gotten rid of his social media. So I just want to ask you, Ian, why did you get rid of your social media? And do you think it's helped, or are you going to continue not getting on it?
I tend to find myself doing more productive stuff instead of just sitting on my phone for hours.
And so there you have it. If you're trying to get some stuff done, put your social media away. The only thing you should be following is @ByGeorgeGMU on Twitter and @By_George on Instagram. Hey, thanks, Ian. Continue to kill it out there, and we'll do this again.
And that was Ian Boyd, ladies and gentlemen. The man, the mystery.
clearly, he thinks he's the most athletic and probably the smartest on the court. So Mason Nation has a lot to look forward to.
Right. The man has hops.
And he can shoot.
And he's 215. I mean, that's insane. And he looks like maybe he's like 230.
And that was last year. The guy probably put on a couple pounds in college.
Right. He's jacked.
He is suspended. So, I mean, we didn't really touch on that to start.
We don't know what that was. There's no sense in speculating what it was, but I don't think it's kind of a no story right now. I think maybe we just move on and talk about how this kid could be potentially amazing great.
I think the story is, though, that he only has one more game. So it was cool that he was able to serve that suspension 2 games ago. So we only are without him for one more game. We really need him. He really is a huge part to coming off the bench for us. He's been incredibly efficient from the elbow jumper to helping getting rebounds to hitting free throws. I mean, is a lot like Kyer. He could probably step in and be very similar to Kyer.
Yeah, and that gives us a lot of flexibility for just people to handle the ball coming up the court. I think he's just like another great option, and he can at times kind of play like a prototypical big man. You know, he's got the size, he's got the weight, he could push people around.
He has guarded the big man multiple times for us this year, especially when we're in the 5-guard lineup.
But the weird thing is, though, like Ian Boyd at 6'4" would probably be Paul Hewitt's like point guard. He'd probably try to just push him into a point guard. And under Paulson, we've seen him play the 5. So that's just like a difference in.
Yeah, we do ask our young players to do a lot, but you know what I've learned over my years of coaching basketball is you want a guy to have all the tools in his tool bag, and so. The guy, he can guard big men. He can probably guard your point guard. Like, we have a ton of players right now
who's fast enough to.
Right. So, I mean, we're building for the future, and he's part of that.
We're well diversified. Yeah. Everyone can play any position. And so just ask Jenkins. He's done it sort of in the 3, 4, and 5. Anyways, let's.
All
let's
I want to talk
up.
About right now, no, what? Fuck
okay.
a wrap up.
Okay, okay, whoa.
It's the Super Bowl. It's okay, halftime.
It's 21-3.
Chris just made some banging wings, and now we're putting back some Tecates. So I want to talk a little bit about what you think's going to happen for the second half. It's 21-3.
So we're going to have Super Bowl talk for Ian Boyd's Freshman 5.
Just because we're together, we're watching the Super Bowl.
It's
21-3. Are you counting the Patriots out right now?
No.
Ooh.
You always gotta have to have faith, you know, in Tom Brady. You never know. But they do look cooked. I'm not gonna lie.
They look cooked. The dirty birds are kinda stopping on
they
the Patriots.
Go on.
So I think Atlanta's going to win.
What do you think?
Atlanta's going to win.
Okay.
But I do think it would be funny if Atlanta only won by 1 point and that call, the extra point block bit, came back to haunt them. I would love that.
Right. Well, currently they're down 18. So
all right. So that's that. Not to get too off track. Ian Boyd can't.
I mean, we just started talking about the Super Bowl. Yeah, we went off track.
But that's because we got about 4 to 6 to, you know, whatever.
Okay. That made sense. all right. So either way, Ian Boyd, thank you for doing the interview. I hope maybe we can do a few more in the future. We can get a little bit more in depth, maybe. Yeah. I mean,
next time. Hashtag next time. We're going to do a lot more of these interviews, especially in the off season. So tune back. Always make sure to look for us on your
app. Yeah, their podcast app. Yeah, I'm sure people are using that.
Thanks for listening, guys. Tune back in for who's next?
Helvio. Let's do that. Helvio.
So tune back. We'll have that to you sometime next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
How about this coming week?
It is Sunday.
Right.
Okay. Have another beer. Cheers up, Jones. Bye,
all
George.
Right. We're clinky out. Dinky.